When Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty signed the legislation this week, Wisconsin's legislature was still grappling with its own version of a smoking ban. Superior Mayor Dave Ross supports the ban pushed by Governor Doyle, which includes bars as well as restaurants.
I want to applaud the state of Minnesota for taking this action. They are now the 20th state in the United States that is saying we're going to be smoke-free. We understand smoking is harmful. We understand secondhand smoke is harmful.
Ross says when Minnesota's ban goes into effect October 1st, it could dramatically change business in Wisconsin's border communities.
My fear is that as Duluth goes smoke-free, our restaurants will become more smoky. In other words, we will be the magnet for people who want to come to Superior and smoke while they're dining or whether at our entertainment establishments. That will only drive the non-smokers from Superior over to Duluth.
Minnesota's Freedom to Breathe Act also outlaws smoking in bowling alleys, VFWs, American Legions, country clubs, taxis, limos, and transit shelters. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.